The Municipal Election Notification Ordinance requires postcards to be mailed to each household in the city of Springfield with information about the date of the election, the polling location for the household, and the offices that will be on the ballot. But Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola Lopez said the ordinance cannot be implemented for this year's election because it is not fully funded.
So there's not going to be a postcard mailing as detailed in the ordinance to all of the voters in the city of Springfield.
The city council passed the ordinance in June, and Mayor Dominic Sarno vetoed it. The council overrode the veto on a 10-0 vote on July 15th. The city entered a new fiscal year on July 1st with a $692 million budget approved by the council that includes line-by-line spending authorizations for each municipal entity, including the elections office. Printing the postcards and postage was estimated to cost $13,000 each for the September 10th preliminary election and the November 5th final vote. Oyola Lopez says she's only authorized to spend $5,000 on advertising and voter outreach.
It's a small amount that we try to do the best or the most we can with.
The ordinance also instructs the elections office on the day of the election to post signs at the closest intersections to a polling location that read, "Vote today." Oyola Lopez said it's possible there might be enough money to do that.
We're hoping to put out some type of notice, the extent of whether it's going to cover the entire city and if it's going to be for the primary still up in the air.
Oyola Lopez said she'll prepare a report for the city's chief finance officer on how much money would be required to fully implement the ordinance in future elections.
So not just being able to kind of roll this out, but do it in a way where we're, you know, strategic and intentional about how we do it and making sure that it gets out to voters and that there's enough time for them to be able to make sure they're registered to vote. I know the ordinance itself says at least 20 days before the election, but 20 days before the election is also our voter registration deadline.
City Councilor Jesse Letterman, the sponsor of the voter notification ordinance, called on Mayor Sarno to propose supplemental funding for the elections office.
Certainly, we have made mid-year transfers of this nature for various different initiatives during my time on the council and long before my time on the council. So, the legislative body of the city has deemed this an important enough initiative to pass, and I do hope that the mayor will consider that.
But Sarno does not plan on recommending any additional funds, according to Oyola Lopez. The mayor and full 13-member city council are up for election this year. 2 years ago, with just council elections, less than 10% of the city's registered voters went to the polls. For the last mayoral election in 2015, voter turnout was 16%. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.